All right, we are being recorded now. So again, I will say welcome to the Blessings of Christ on this 19th day of November. If you're like me, you're probably wondering, what happened to the rest of November? Oh my goodness. You know, when so many things are going on in the world that capture our attention, we go quickly from one thing to the next to the next, and then we try to find time for joy and happiness in our family. And it's practically like Christmas. You start in the morning, and it's over before you can snap your fingers. So we are busy in the world today, and we're busy with lots of things, with some catastrophes, human and natural. And I want us to keep in mind the people in Iceland who are, well, they're not too worried, actually. They say, well, this is sort of business as usual, but they're having major volcanic eruptions and earthquakes, and the rest of the world is trying to evacuate them, and they're saying, well, what are you worried about? You know, I think it's a lovely attitude, because they say, well, we agreed to live here. We want to live here. We love it here. And this is the way life is. So I really want to commend them on their confidence in life, their confidence in the decisions they make, and also for some first responders who are going there, just in case it's necessary to change their minds a little bit about getting some relief somewhere else. And of course, we all know about the bitter conflicts going on in the Middle East, and we pray for peace there. So, and it's not the only place we pray. We continue to pray for peace in Ukraine and some of the other trouble spots in the world. There's plenty of room for us all to live together. And I don't know why we don't just look up and find a broader landscape. This is what I'm writing about in the new book. And I am sorry to disappoint you, but it's not going to be out for Christmas. We will have it ready to start to launch 2024. And I think that's with a little tongue in cheek from the one who's inspiring and guiding this book, that 2024 is a year in which we're going to need to look up a lot. So his timing is always perfect. And to get back to a previous announcement to our blessing givers, is we will be hosting a renewal seminar, a renewal of understanding, and reports on new findings, new refinements, new revelation, and that will be held on December the 2nd and 3rd, the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, from noon until 2. Those will be your days. December 2nd and 3rd, from noon until 2. This week, I will have all of the information to you. An announcement will either go out on Monday or Tuesday to give you as much time. At least you don't have to worry about hotels or travel time. It will be a Zoom call, and we will offer a tutorial before we start for those who are new to Zooming. It will not be a complicated Zoom call, but I'm going to set it up so that we can dialogue. That's the value of it, because I want us to be able to, I want to be able to receive your questions, your concerns, your achievements, what you've done, what you know. We will go back and forth. It will be highly conversational, as well as, refinements and upward statements from me. And of course, Yeshua will be there. So, just write that down, hold that in the back of your mind, and all you have to do is, for now, is clear your calendar to be available between noon and 2 o'clock on December 2nd and 3rd. You see, it's going to be altogether a four-hour course, but on a Zoom call, four continuous hours is an awful lot. And we didn't want to have it days apart because we want to retain the sharing energy and the understanding contiguously from one day to the next. So that's why we chose that. And we chose it before Christmas because this is a season in which we want to use the Spirit of Christ to bless as many people worldwide as we can, as well as bringing greater blessings to our own community. So that's something to really, really look forward to, and it's going to be great. So, Nancy, can you think of anything else that should be said on this?
Other than that noon is Central Time, so yeah, just all
of
us at
That's correct, that is Central Time, so adjust it to your time zone.
Right, and you know, mark your calendar. I know several of us already have, so we'll be looking forward to that communication. And yeah, real excited. So I know a lot of us will be agent.
And Nancy will be our co-pilot. She's had experience with Zoom in lots of professional settings, and she's gonna be my right hand gal through it all, and there to read your text. We're going to provide for text running through so you can send your messages if you don't care to talk. It will be a dynamic event. And I will be able to video any new charts I bring, any new reference points that I bring, so that we have the best possible interaction. And we are planning a live blessing seminar for the spring, sometime around Easter and Passover, Easter, the times of the year that are the strongest and most vital for his energy and for people receiving and seeking blessings from him. This will be not only a refresher course and meeting grounds for our veteran blessing givers, but also where we hope to ordain many, many new blessing givers. We can't have too many. And having you around the world really, really does make a difference. So if you have been wanting to be a blessing giver, that will be the time for you. Now, Nancy, let's get started. Let's see who's got something to request and ask for or share.
I'd love to welcome everybody. There's so many of us here today, so I'm going to open the first line, and it looks like that person is, let's see, it didn't pop in there, Glenda. Let me try it again. 430, I think that's Stormy.
That's Stormy. Yeah.
Well, my first prayer was answered. I want to be first.
There you go.
And it's because I have just recently, this week, my housekeeper told me about an artesian water source in Canton, about 30 minutes from here. And last week she picked up a gallon, and this is the most pure, delicious water I've ever had in my life. It's free. It's off a little dirt county road. It's free for anybody that wants to come. Sometimes you might have to wait a couple of hours in line for cars, or you may be nobody, but it is just absolutely pure, delicious water, and I am already seeing the health benefits of it.
Okay. Great.
This is a very
you're getting
lesson.
The pure energy of the earth.
You know, this is just in my backyard here, This is a really good blessing. I'm already sleeping 4 hours at night instead of two because I don't have to get up in the middle of the night. And it's already having effect on my kidneys and bladder that is very beneficial. So that is a real special blessing.
Yes, it is. Well, thank you for sharing it, Stormy. You bring so many good things to us.
And there are quite a few natural springs available in Texas, like Keller Springs, that's been around for a long time. That's the closest one to you. They've been bottling their water for, they used to. But there are quite a few natural, really pure aquifers in Texas for people to receive free, pure, natural, uncontaminated water. This is good. And that's just a good energy to bring to this blessing call.
Yes, it is.
The natural elements that are available for us in good proportions.
Yeah, that is excellent. And I'll take this opportunity to remind everyone, if you can, be barefoot and have your feet on the ground. Because as this blessing draws energy into you, it draws it from the high places and it draws it from the earth. And I would encourage you as much as you can, remind you to be safe, of course, in all ways, and be careful for your health. But to the degree that you can, go barefoot. Just walk on the earth. It's actually been studied of many, many indigenous people that one of the secrets of their longevity and their greater health, despite the relative scarcity of medicine or clinics or doctoring, is the earth. What they do with the earth. You got to remember, you know, this earth supports an exponential, uncountable magnitude of life. Not just the animals, but the grass on the ground, the trees, the lichen on the mountains. The everything, all of it is it is the indigenous source of life. And be available to draw it up into your body. So yeah. Drawing up pure water is exactly part of that. Thank you, Stormy, and enjoy your newfound springs. I wish I was a little closer, I would meet you there.
That's an hour and a half away from you.
Yeah, and my car's not super fit for driving right now.
Yeah, I mean, of course, you can get spring water in a lot of places, but this is just such a natural, pure source that I've had dreams about this. This is really going to make a big change in my personal health.
That is wonderful.
All righty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stormy.
Bye-bye.
I love that,
we love
Stormy.
You. We love you, and I always look forward to hearing from you again. Bye-bye.
Oh, I'm gonna put that in the water.
Well, that's awesome, Stormy. It's funny, real quick, Gary and I were just talking about water, and I was purchasing some water, and he always buys spring water because of the water coming through the rocks and the gravel, and he was telling me, you know, about regular, like, you know, Coca-Cola water or whatever water you can get that's, you know, that it's from the sewage plants, and they don't really, you know, it's not really filtered really well, and it could have pharmaceuticals mm-hmm. and things that, so that was just interesting. I mean, people should remember clean water is really key. So thank you, Stormy.
Wimberley, Texas, near you, has a extremely good water source there. My friend Sybil is there. And that's not far from you at all.
Yeah, we get water from a pure water place. So, yes, totally relate. Thank you, Stormy.
Okay. Bye.
All right. So now, Glenda, we have Elizabeth. Is this our Elizabeth? Are you in Australia?
No, I'm back in New York City as of yesterday. So I'm back.
Welcome back.
Oh, my goodness. I've been listening to you over there. I get the replays because I couldn't get on. But I'm just calling to just a great big thanks to you and Yeshua. And I asked for blessings for the trip, and it was the most amazing trip I've ever been on. Everything went perfectly. I reconnected with family. I met new nieces that I hadn't met before, and it was just wonderful. I was looked after so well. I was shown so much love. My friends took me everywhere. I went out to Uluru, the big red rock in the center of Australia, which is sort of like the sacred place to the Aboriginals. And that was the most wonderful experience I think I've ever had. And I'm back safe and sound, and I just want to give thanks, so much thanks, that my heart is just full of gratitude that I'm back safely and back in my little apartment in Manhattan. And I just also did want to ask for a blessing for my brother Hugh, his wife Carolyn, and their daughter Jess, that they can live more harmoniously together. Yeshua knows the problem. I don't need to say it. You know, just family stuff. And also my sister, Virginia, and her friend, Millie, who need to sort out relationship stuff. I'd ask for a blessing for that, for these. We need to live in peace and harmony, and that's what I'm asking blessings for, between people in relationships. I just feel so uplifted. My spirit is just soaring high after such a wonderful trip and the beauty of the place and everything I experienced. I just want everyone to just love each other. That's my blessing request, that everybody love each other.
You went to a very high vibrational place. So
yeah.
We can feel it. You're just feeling
yes.
Open.
No, I'm just buzzing.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Love, cancer,
well,
love for tea. No, there's nothing more to say. Love, just love each other and look upward, as you were saying earlier with your book. We all need to just look upward and
yes.
Forget all this silly stuff we're doing to each other on the planet and just embrace each other and love each other. There's no other answer.
That's right. There's room for everybody. And
exactly.
There is room for everybody. And at the same time, we can respect the sovereign difference between different forms of belief, different forms of government. We don't have to all be the same.
Exactly, Glenda. You know, we can respect each other and learn from each other, because we all do things differently and have open minds. We'll do this differently. Oh, I haven't thought about that. Why can't we just open our minds and embrace what other people do and not be in fear of them because they do things differently? Let's just talk and embrace, because everyone's got so many good things going on in each country that, you know.
Yes. Yeah. And not just in different countries, in the same neighborhood. You know, the thing is, we've got so much to offer each other. Why can't we just enjoy the diversity?
Exactly.
Yeah. And I think that we're moving to that day if we can maintain being alive long enough to get there. So keep from hurting each other and creating deeper wounds than we've already created. So that is my blessing every day. I do pray for peace every day, but peace can become a generality if you don't take into consideration what it takes to achieve peace. And actually, it takes love. but not always the kind of love you would show your family. More of an unconditional, accepting love, like we all belong, that kind of love is very important. But what it takes also is the enjoyment of difference, the enjoyment that we have something different to share, and that our young generation has a right to be different from us. Certainly, we shocked our parents. Have you all forgotten how much we shocked our parents? So it's okay that our young people are different. We just don't want them to hurt themselves, okay? We just don't want them to hurt each other or hurt themselves or to be out of a state of peace with the world. We all want to be in a state of peace, but then the question comes, peace with what? Well, we can't always be in peace with each other, at least not right now. Hopefully someday that will be possible too. But I would say the first person to be at peace with is yourself. It's to understand that you have a process to go through yourself, and that process is necessary to force you into your next discovery, confrontation, and choice point. And then to be confident enough to make the right choice. That's part of being at peace with yourself. And the next thing to be at peace with is the fact of life itself. Life isn't always easy. All you have to do is look at the weather, and you know that one day it's going to rain, the next day it'll be blue skies, and maybe the very day you wanted to have a picnic, it'll be overcast with high wind, and everything's going to blow away. And you go, why does it have to be like this? Well, you have to plan for the fact that life isn't always easy. We have challenges to deal with. We're not in heaven yet, my friends. We're on earth. But earth is sacred also. It's sacred as a primal creation of our Heavenly Father. And it's part of our job to mold the events of earth into peace. Okay? So we can be at peace with the earth and peace with life. And you'd be surprised how far that goes for calming your temper, calming your impatience, calming your discouragement with other people. Because then you begin to see, well, the same wind that makes me unhappy is making them unhappy too. Okay, the same rain that keeps me from going outside is keeping them from going outside. Okay, so that's why we have an argument on the phone. All right, I'm sorry, forgive me. Let's get on down the road. Let's deal with it. So then we're going to make peace with the ones we love the most, because there's absolutely no reason to fight. It's totally okay to disagree. Totally okay. How would we learn from each other if we didn't occasionally disagree? You know, someone, it's a very simple example, someone may be gluten sensitive, and for that reason, they're just avoiding anything that might have gluten in it. And you're thinking, yeah, but I'm not. I want my cinnamon toast. And the other person say, well, we don't keep bread in the house. Well, why can't you keep it in the refrigerator in a plastic bag? Well, you never know. It might get in the atmosphere. Well, really? Well, at least don't preach to me when I go out and I get my own cinnamon roll. Well, I'm probably going to preach to you. No, we'll cut it out. Don't do that. And I think I've told this story once, twice maybe, but it was a long time ago. I had a naturopathic doctor who was dealing with me because I was having some allergic reactions. And he said, well, the first thing we got to cut out is gluten. And I said, well, what would that involve? Well, he gave me the whole list of that. And I said, well, I never had problems with those before in my life. And he said, well, just try it. Take my word and watch for the miracle. So I did without everything that had gluten in it and went back to see him a month later. And he said, well, how are you feeling? And I said, I'm so tired, I can barely stand on my legs. Really? Well, what's wrong? And I said, well, you know, I like my bread and butter. I like my cookies. I like to have oatmeal for breakfast. And he said, oh, you're just going to be, you're just prejudiced. It's your prejudice is getting to you. And he said, I tell you what, try it one more month and really fast. And I said, well, okay. I came in. How are you doing, Glenda? And I said, I'm almost dead. Does that make you happy? And he laughed and he said, well, okay. Well, here's what we're going to do next. I'm going to give you a comparison experience. Now you're going to go back on all the gluten you normally ate. I said, really? Yippee. Okay, so for a month. And then you're going to come back and you're going to tell me how you feel. I went back and told him how I feel. He said, how do you feel? And I said, I feel great. And he said, well, you're just one in 3 trillion. And I said, well, you know, I don't mean to disagree with you. It's just, I felt a little different and it wasn't my issue. And maybe at some point in my life, I'll come and thank you for having given me the lesson, because then I'll know what to do if I'm ever bothered by it. So, I mean, I made peace with him and he figured on his head. And he said, well, what blood type are you? And I said, well, I'm a type B. And he said, well, holy cow. That's the only blood type that's not sensitive to gluten. I said, well, you might have asked me before I went through torture. He said, I don't meet very many type two blood types because they almost never come in for natural healing. And I said, really? Yeah, and he said, because they can eat almost anything. I said, well, just call me Billy Goat then. I have never had a food problem. I came in to see you for different things, not food. Well, you know, it's so funny because most of the time it is food. Okay, now I told you that story because it's a very good illustration in how we can use our differences to misunderstand each other, when really our differences could be education for one another. We're not all alike. We're not. And, you might feel compelled at some point to want to educate a Buddhist in the teachings of Christ. And, you know, you may be fortunate that you're talking to a very, very compassionate and loving Buddhist who is just interested in world religions for the value of knowing them. And he'll sit with you and say, that is wonderful, but I'm not going to change my religion. And you better be prepared to accept that, because we need to accept what is intrinsically correct for everybody. There's a reason we have differences in this world, my friends. There's a reason. And those reasons can work together like building a beautiful tapestry. What if you made a tapestry out of all gray threads? How beautiful would it be? But what if you had all the rainbow of different colors with different patterns some of them angular, some of them circular, some of them triangles, some of them swirls, and they all work together to make this gorgeous pattern, interwoven pattern of these interwoven colors, then you would have a work of art. Well, don't ever forget for a moment that the one who created this universe is a magnificent artist. Magnificent. And I don't know whether I was intended to be an artist professionally or not. I have a good feeling I was trained to be an artist in order to fulfill a promise I may have made in heaven. But I can tell you this, when I was 3 years old, my mother had been asking me, what would you like to be when you grow up? And I would look around the world and I would say, something that makes the world beautiful, like God makes the world beautiful. And after I had a little paint box and was starting to paint and draw, I said, okay, I found it. I want to be an artist because I want to make things beautiful. And that was my profession for, well, let's see, subtract 3 from 47, and you've got 44 years. So for 44 years, that was my profession. And after that, I began to move into probably the other part of my promise before coming to Earth, and that was to bring greater spirit into the planet. And but I have returned back to my painting for a while. Don't know if it will be a return to the career, but I thought about something special to offer for Christmas. And with my new G. Clay printer, I've experienced being able to produce G. Clay on archival fine art paper, and they are gorgeous. They're as beautiful as the ones on canvas. And I'm going to offer, I forgot how many I've got in the collection. I think it's 22 in the collection. For Christmas on paper at prices anybody can afford, or almost anybody, $36. And that will include all the great spiritual ones that you love and the favorite of my landscapes, so that you could start, you could have your collection of God's beauty and the beauty of the faces of the holy ones. So you watch that for an announcement this week also. I'll be making that announcement Tuesday or Monday or Tuesday. But don't worry, they're all on sale because the regular price is $48. They'll be on sale till the 15th of December. But don't wait because I have to print them. These are not in stock. I print every one of them individually and I sign it myself. So don't wait. And they are so gorgeous with this paper. I put like a matte type border around them. So you won't need to mat them. All you need is the simplest of frames. The only difference is they have to go under glass. But they could go under plexiglass. That would be fine as well. It's just you have to protect paper. Okay. Well, I think I have covered my stories for today. And we want to get on to your story, your needs, and your requests for blessings. So, Nancy, let's move on.
Yes. Thank you, Elizabeth. We have Rose Lee. Hi, Rose.
Hi. This is Rose Lee. I'm from California. And
hello.
I have been listening. Thank you. I have been listening to you off and on, and one of my best friends is Christopher, who I'm sure you all know, and
yes,
he encouraged me to call because housing is extremely difficult in a lot of places, but in Fort Bragg as well. And I moved recently, 3.5 months ago, to a fifth wheel trailer after spending 7 months in a motel because I couldn't find housing. And the problem is I'm not happy here, and the landlord, there's just been so many problems. No water for 4 days, no septic. The RV is leaking now, the rainwater, and he, you know, he says it's not, and he's just not very agreeable, and he's extremely difficult to deal with. I've tried to be kind and patient with him, and most of the time I am, but every once in a while I just lose it. So what my asking is for help around finding a place to live, and soon. I'm going to give notice today, and so I would appreciate any help around that. And also, Christopher suggested that I tell you that the last four places that I've lived have had abusive landlords. And he said you need to figure out, you know, why you're been drawn to those from your childhood. So I would appreciate any help there. You know, I've been praying last night, you know, for guidance. But any help that I can get, I would just so appreciate.
I would love to help you. And we will direct a lot of energy to you during the blessing. One thing I can say right now, which perhaps will help in the form of guidance, is that inside each one of us, there is a native home, a place where you go and your home. For me, it's actually painting, because I made that my home, my inner home when I was a child. If I couldn't express myself in the world, if I couldn't get myself understood in the world, I would go to my inner home and I would express what I needed to express through drawing or painting or some other art form, just sort of rearranging my little room, my little bed and my things. I would move them around into a better direction. But what the energy I did it with was from being in my inner home. And you might say, well, Glenda, wouldn't, with your relationship with Yeshua, would he be your inner home? And I could say, well, yes and no. Being with him is my new inner home, but he is his own sovereign being. I can't unzip his soul and walk inside and say, that's my home. Being with him, having him with me, makes me feel like I'm in the safest place in the universe. But still, my inner home is what I chose as a child. And I would suggest that you find where your inner home is, because you're having trouble being there. You're not in your inner home if you have an abusive landlord. You're not even close to it, because everything will move out of the center of your being as an innocent expression, an expression of your heart, if you're in your inner home. And when you find that, then begin to make expressions that feel like what it would be if a place was your home. And don't be extravagant about it. Don't think, well, you know, I would feel at home if I had a palatial place to be where I was protected and guarded. And you don't need that. You could be in a log cabin in the woods if it was your inner home. You could be anywhere if it was your inner home. That's got to be an extension of you. And I think you're busy looking outside yourself. And possibly what happened as a child is that you were forced to adapt to something that wasn't right for you. And so you keep thinking that you have to adapt. Well, if you're adapting, you're not home. Home is where the environment adapts to you.
So, Glenda, I think where my home is in the forest and near the ocean, because that's where I'm the happiest. When I got divorced 27 years ago, I moved to Santa Cruz, and I lived in the Redwoods, mm-hmm. and I was, you know, just a couple of miles, and that's where I can get my peace. And I don't have challenges around other people. It's just these landlords. I mean, people have threatened my life, and I don't feel safe here right now because of, you know, problems with the trailer. Mm-hmm. And yet the energy out, if I go sit outside in the trees, you know, I feel amazing. But it's dealing with these abusive people, that are far and few between, you know, I just get so upset, and I have nervous exhaustion from these people.
Sure. Well, it's the stress of over-adapting. You have over-adapted. And so you're attracting places that would require over-adapting. So you need to start cultivating a reversal of that, even in the food you eat. Only eat food that really agrees with you. Put on clothing that makes you look good. If it's just a sweatshirt, makes you look really good, wear that sweatshirt. You know, we go out and we buy clothes that are impressive because the world says they're impressive. And if we wear them, people will think, okay, well, you're well off. You look your best with whatever makes you look good. And that could be a t-shirt, a sweatshirt, whatever. Start living with what adapts to you. And reverse this direction. And then you will start finding, be with people that like you. And it doesn't even matter if you like them initially. You'll start liking them if they like you. Be around people that like you. Eat food that likes you. Think about liking right now more than loving. And there's a place for both because it has to do with adaptability. Love transcends everything. But it doesn't always take into consideration the subject of adaptability. We can love our family with all our heart. We give our life for them. But we get to where we've been around them all we want to be because we're adapting too much and we just want to go off somewhere else. In other words, liking was not high enough. Okay? There's a place for both liking and loving. So remember the principle of, I think that's the most important thing for you right now. I think you're a very loving person, or you wouldn't even take on these challenges. But you've got to get your liking in balance. What you like, what likes you. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does. It's interesting because I am well liked in the community and when I'm out in the world, and I always try to do an act of loving kindness every day. And I meet people from all over the world in Fort Bragg because I have a little dog that's 4 pounds and attracts all the attention that, you know, draws people to me. But there seems to be, you know, the landlords, I don't know, I'm just having challenges finding, you know, a loving, kind landlord. And that's just been in the last 10 years since I moved to Fort Bragg.
It has to do with something you're building around your inner home. Your inner home will be what transports you. to where you belong. So find it, decorate it, hug it, embellish it, and be in your inner home. And that's about all we can do today, Rose, because we have other people on our line waiting.
Thank you, Rose. We're so glad you joined us today. And now, Glenda, we have Ollie. You're here today. Thank you.
Hello, Ollie. Hey, Glenda. Hey, Nancy. It's so good to hear you. I have been just wowing throughout everything you have been saying today, Glenda, as usual. So thank you for that. Everything you say is so inspiring and so uplifting and so right. Not just for the person you're talking with, but for all of us. So thank you for that. And I wanted to start with gratitude because, you know, I was looking for a job. I requested blessings and I didn't get one job. I got two jobs. So it's been wonderful. And then I was like, I really like this other job better. And in that one, life, you know, and Yeshua and God, they gave me a raise. So I want to start with gratitude today. Because I'm very thankful for how my life is being moved. And, these are completely new areas in my life. And tomorrow I'm starting a new chapter in one of the jobs. And I would like to request blessings for that. So also a blessing for my godmother who's going to undergo surgery for, she has cancer in her mouth and her neck. So it's on Tuesday, if we could join and pray for her.
What's her name?
Gloria Marta.
Okay, I've got her name down.
Yeah,
and I'll remember her during the week.
Thank you so much. And one last blessing for me in terms of healing my relationship with food and emotional eating and food addiction and turning it more healthy. So, you know, that's like an important aspect of my health right now. So thank you for everything you do. And I'm super excited about the 2-day Blessing Givers seminar coming up. I'm really excited and I love you all. Thank you so much.
Oh, we love you too. And we're so glad you're part of our community.
Thank you.
We sure love you, Ollie. Thanks so much. Glenda, we have Caroline. Caroline,
can you hear?
Yes, hi. Yes, and I'm very grateful for the seminar that you'll be doing. I'm really looking forward to participating in that and meeting everyone on Zoom. All those wonderful faces see the faces behind the voices, which is absolutely fabulous. So I want to thank you for doing that, Glenda. And then I have two blessings I'd like to ask for two dear friends of mine. One of them lost her fiancé maybe about several years ago. Still, that, I think, seems to be an issue for her. And she sort of has a short fuse sometimes. I just feel like she's troubled, and I would love to have her find inner peace and find a purpose in life, which is what she's really trying to do. She's a very dear friend of mine. I don't want to give her name because some folks on the call might know her, but Yeshua knows who she is, and I really would like some blessings for her to have a life of purpose and peace and joy, and maybe even find another partner that really appreciates her for the kind spirit that she is.
Yes, we will.
That's the first blessing, and I'd like another blessing for my dear friend here, Tina, who has put so much life and energy into a non-profit, Hawaii Unites, and has been having a lawsuit against these lab-altered mosquitoes that they're trying to introduce, that they've already introduced on a test basis here, but they've sort of in an illegal way. But we need to have a lawsuit to try to stop that, and they're trying to do it across the Hawaiian Islands. But she has spent so much of her own money on this lawsuit. It's really very, very difficult for her, and she's sort of had great difficulty attracting donations and stuff. So and it has impacted her personal life considerably. So I would like blessings for her, and hope that she's able to deal with the whole financial aspect and have a smooth and joyful life too.
Okay. Okay. She's on her. We don't need to know her name.
Her name is Tina. She's okay, but Joshua knows the other lady is somebody that's also in Maui, but I would just love to have her have a more joyful life.
Okay. Good deal.
So thank you. And I look forward to seeing everybody in a couple of weeks' time on the blessing seminar.
Yeah. I think we're going to have a good enrollment. And it's going to be especially fun for our new blessing givers, because you want to see your new friends.
Absolutely. And we need a refresher so we know we're doing things right. And so that's, 12 to 2... Central time on the 2nd and 3rd of December, right?
That's correct. Yeah.
Great.
We'll get all the information in writing Monday or Tuesday, okay?
What was happening? Oh, you'll be writing something, you'll be writing out an email about
it. Yes, you'll get it all in writing on either Monday or Tuesday, just depending on how fast I get it together. All right?
Great. And happy Thanksgiving to everybody, because Thanksgiving is coming up. Anybody in America,
right.
It's the time to thank everybody and enjoy the wonderful feeling of gratitude for the lives we have. And so I really wish the community a happy time during that period.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay. You know, I just love that I think it's so characteristic of what our country has stood for in the past, and I hope into the future as well. And that is one of our major holidays. It's about gratitude and giving. You know, I think that characterizes the American spirit so like nothing else.
Absolutely. And thank you.
Thank you. Great to see you. Love you. Okay, Glenda, we have our final caller. Hi, Christopher.
Shalom, everybody. So nice to hear from you today. And I just want to say mine is really about celebration today, my sharing deep gratitude. I just want to say that this week I had this very, very beautiful experience lying down to receive acupuncture. And my acupuncturist is a beautiful soul, and she's a Christian. And so we talk about Christ, and she's very open-minded, very, very kind-hearted, and a very good healer. So when I go there to receive acupuncture, I invoke Yeshua to be with me and ask him to offer his healing blessing to that, to add to that amazing wealth of tradition that she comes from and her particular gift. And suddenly I felt him there, and I had this insight. He's always with me, and he's my best friend. He's my own personal best friend. Like, if there's one being in this universe who can always understand where I am and meet me there and help me with that, that's him. And it felt miraculous to me. You know, it felt miraculous to me to begin to have that realization in my heart. And I've been watching my mind turning and transforming this week, where when things don't go the way I want them to go, where people don't respond in ways I hope they would, in the past I would be so down on life or others or become a victim or get angry, and instead I'm turning toward him. I feel the strength to turn toward him and say, you know, that's kind of ridiculous for me to go into that line of thinking, because you're right here. And there's never been a time when you weren't here. And when I was in the most down and out, which is not where I am right now, I'm in a very, relatively very good position. Why am I being impatient? Why am I allowing my mind to think on that negativity when you're right here? Let me turn towards you and we'll work this out together. You're here. And I just want to say thank you to this community and to the church, the whole body of Christ, and all the ways that he has been attuning me to him and coming into my life. And I want to say thank you for that, celebrate that growth, and ask for it to continue, and also for all the many, many souls who I see are his flock, who may want to return, that may we as Christians, as followers, as ministers, preachers, whoever we are, whatever profession, may we grow in our capacity to welcome people in ways that they need to be welcomed, so that they can find that connection with him too.
Amen. And that really is what it's all about. And I asked him once, and it was before the painting was finished, and I said, do you mind if I ask you why you wanted a portrait painted when you've been painted thousands of times by the greatest artist who's ever lived? And he said, yes, but I wouldn't stand for those to be painted. He said, what is most needed right now in the expansion of the church is not doctrine, because doctrine has evolved into conflict of doctrine, and you can't find me there. I wanted something presented that people can simply connect with, and that connection is enough. And that's what he said to me. And I found that to be totally true, because I would go out to churches I thought would throw rotten eggs at me. They didn't. I thought I would go out to places that would then take up doctrinal issues with me. They didn't. Everyone, as long as that painting was there and I was standing beside it, I was in the safest place in the universe. And it's because he doesn't bring or allow conflict. He doesn't allow it. Not in his presence. But, you know, there is a comment, in the scripture from him in the New Testament where he said, I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. And people have asked me, why would the Lord of life, the bringer of peace, say such a thing? And I said, well, you have to remember that he was talking to the apostles at a day where they were victims and they had been moved into a completely passive state of adaptation and submission, not surrender, submission to their enemies. And he was teaching them about how to be strong in the midst of your enemies, but he was also telling them to expect that what would come from his life would be a revolution. Not a revolution with blood, but a revolution in thinking, a revolution that would at least temporarily maybe turn brother against brother. Because, well, for example, in those days, there were, even in his following, there were those who stayed completely, conservatively Jewish. And then there were those who went out into the world to preach the gospel. And so it did turn brother against brother, sister against sister. And as we've gone through time, we find there's one disagreement after another, after another, after another. But here's what you need to understand, and you already do understand it, but I'm saying this for the benefit of everyone, okay, is that he does not bring conflict. The message of love and light, wisdom, truth, and peace, ironically, can bring a revolution, because our world has been shaped around who dominates who. That's what's going on in the Middle East right now. Who dominates who? You could look at this in the workplace, and the stratification in a corporation is all around who dominates who. You mix and redistribute the domination, and there will be conflict initially. But if the right person moves up, you'll have better leadership, and peace, that is lasting peace, will come from it. Well, see, this is what I find with him, is he is lasting peace. And whenever he comes into your life, or the common sharing you have with another person, there's simply peace. There's nothing to disagree about. It's just him. He's there. He is peace. He is peace incarnate. But the message he brings can set off a revolution. And I think one of the things that we're seeing in the world right now is the kind of revolution that is not necessarily brought on by Yeshua, but it's been brought on by many people who are looking at life from different viewpoints. And technologies that have changed the way we work together, and technologies that may provide answers that we thought were once impossible. So there's a revolution of thinking, and revolutions are not peaceful. So within them, retain your peace. That would be my advice to everyone. Retain your peace and look for others who are there to gain or retain their peace. Work together to bring peace to the situation. And try not to hate the situation because it's so conflicting. Try not to hate it, because there comes a time where we do need to disagree for all the right reasons. But we've got to stop the war. We've got to stop the hurt. We've got to stop the hatred, so that we can filter through the disagreement and make sense out of them. There's room for everybody. But we have to have more understanding, and we have to have more willingness to create that understanding, and more respect that we all are here because we belong here. And we all were created for a reason. So that would be the end of my sermon today. Thanks, Christopher.
Thanks, Linda.
That on so well every time.
We love you. Yeah.
We love you. So grateful. And yeah, I was going to say that, you know, one last thing in response to what you shared, that, you know, the blessing is as the painting was in that way, in the sense that it provides a space where we can be with him.
Mm.
There is no doctrine. Mm-hmm. There is nothing to prove. We are with him. And the more that we're with him directly like that, the more he comes into focus, the more we have an intimate relationship, and he forms us. And in accordance with our own image and his image. So it's amazing that, you know, whatever it was 20 years later, when you asked him, could you teach me how to do what you did for me in that healing? And he said, yes. And now for over, you know, what is it, 12 years or something, 13 years, every week people have had the opportunity. What's that?
No, let's see, 2010 to 20, that would be 13 years. Yeah.
And then every single week we had the opportunity to sit with him, and then all week long harvest the seeds, and for weeks sometimes after, harvest those seeds, and just, it provides the same opportunity that the pain did, just to be with him. So thank you to the entire community, to
exactly.
him, and to you, Glenda. I love you all so much.
Oh, we love you too. We'd love to hear from you every week. So you take care of yourself now, and be in peace. Be in peace. All right. All right, everybody. I think we, Nancy, is our board clear?
We are clear. We are absolutely ready to be together and have a wonderful blessing.
All right. Well, okay, everybody, take a deep breath. All right, and let it out. I'm going to change our mode. Okay, if you can stand, I say this to everyone, if you can stand, stand. If you can sit up, do that and have your feet on the ground. And whatever position you're in, we honor it and we ask only that you just make yourself as flexible as you can, as fluid as you can, and as alive as you can. And we're going to start that with another big breath, just as deep as you can go. Take that diaphragm down, expand those lungs, hold it, and now let it out and just push it out, all the way out. Bring your diaphragm up, squeeze your lungs, squeeze your ribs in, and let your shoulders fall, okay? You're done. Now your lungs are the size of a tennis ball. Not really, but you could use that metaphor. Okay, now we're gonna fill that up, and we're gonna fill your lungs up again, and more, and now let it go. Now we're gonna do it again, and I want you to feel this time the massage that you're making of all the organs in your torso, everything from your colon and your kidneys and your spleen and your tummy, your heart. You're going to massage it all, okay? And just so let's take a deep breath and let's hold it and feel the lovely pressure that it puts on your organs that helps them feel just a little more alive. Okay, let's go. Now let's let it out again. Okay, collapse and just let it be completely, completely relaxed. All right. Now we're just gonna take an average everyday, gentle, normal breath. It's like you would if you were just sitting, listening to music. I won't say driving, because sometimes we stop breathing if something steals our attention. But let's just say you're listening to music, okay? And I want you just to exhale with the thought of giving breath into life. And I want you to count to four, so that you extend that breath beautifully. Okay. And now I want you to just pause to the count of four to let your breath be received and just consider that it is being received. And now to the count of four, I want you to inhale and receive a gift of life back to yourself. Give yourself another pause to the count of four before you exhale. So when you exhale, you're really giving out a new gift of breath, a new gift of life. Okay. And again, pause to the count of four. And bring it all home to the count of four. Take it in to the count of four. And continue. Let's do this just a few more times. You do it on your own. And I will be with you. Now continue doing this, and I'm going to say my prayer to Yeshua to invite him in. He's already here, of course. He's with all of you. But we are told to ask, because the asking allows for the receiving. And receiving is, of course, the goal. There are blessings around us everywhere. Everywhere, literally, and given specifically to us all the time. And we wonder, where is that blessing? Why am I not receiving a blessing? Well, now's your time. Ask. It is time to ask. Okay. Dear Yeshua, Son of God, Lord of life, the one who is here to bring us into our reunion with our Heavenly Father, our eternal Creator. We ask, first of all, that you bless our union with God, that it may be brought closer than it has ever been brought. And in that closeness, whatever is ailing us will be healed. For nothing wrong can exist in a close connection with God. We ask, most of all, bring us close to our Father, our Creator, and be there with us in celebration of the Spirit that joins us. We ask that you hear all of our requests for blessings for our friends, our family, our loved ones, or others in the world we would like to assist. Others in the world that may be enduring troubles or challenges. We ask that you be with them. And we ask for everyone, to the degree that we can, to the degree that our voice can extend, that our heart may reach and include everyone, we ask. We ask that you be with those in areas of trouble or impending trouble, that they may find the answer before trouble arrives, and the presence of God may come and enter those spaces, that right actions may occur, whether it's actions of evacuation, actions of help, actions of rescue, actions of love and understanding, whether it might be food that needs to be supplied, medicine that needs to be carried. We ask for blessings as needed, wherever they are needed. And in particular, we ask for your care and your protection of children in all trouble zones, not just large trouble zones, but families that are troubled. We ask that you protect the children, for they are the innocent ones among us. They anchor our innocence, and they stand to provide from their very little feet the future of our human community. We ask that you feed the hungry, for no one deserves to be hungry. We ask that you heal those who've been wounded or injured or sick, that they may be healed and taken to a better place of care, of love, and of healing. We know that you love us. Help us to relax our defenses and strengthen our faith. Empower our hope that we may receive all that you and the Holy Spirit and our Heavenly Father are here to give us. That the great work that can be done on this earth be done. In your name, we ask these things. And by your grace, we ask that you would touch everyone on this call. That you would physically touch them, spiritually embrace them, and lead them by your light to the greater answers for which they seek. Again, in your holy name. Amen. Blessing givers, will you join me in offering the blessing? Amen. Amen. And amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, it's for you to continue receiving. That may happen in the next few minutes. It may happen over the next few days or even weeks. You have asked, and it will be given. It will be given according to need and in God's timing. Be blessed in all things, for blessings surround you, and open yourself to receive by just relaxing. I want you to lie down now. I mean flat, like on a bed or on a mat on the floor. Not outside, clearly, if it's raining, but be comfortable, lay down, and make yourself a blank slate. Just like the moment after you fall asleep. And it's okay if you do fall asleep. This is not something your mind has any ability to take in. So don't continue your prayer. It will bring your mind into things. Anytime we use words, we open the doors to our mind. So just be quiet, be still, and open yourself to the blessings of God. Bye-bye for now, and I look forward to being with you again next week.